This is Daguerreotype Masculist Migtow Flyers. That is two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and Migtow, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotype. This is flyer number 636, entitled Masculism and the 2-to-1 female-to-male college student ratio. Description. This flyer addresses the question whether the fact that the female-to-male college student ratio is now nearly 2-to-1 implies that feminists are correct in pushing men to fib up rather than women. That flyer itself. Masculism and the 2-to-1 female-to-male college student ratio. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotype. Email profhugodaguerreotype@yahoo.com. Website profhugodaguerreotype.wordpress.com. This flyer is more contemplative than most of my recent masculist flyers, which tended to be various spins on common themes that are already well established in my head that I have known about for months to years. This flyer is different in the sense that I don't have established views on the topic in the title. The core idea of masculism is that it is a rebellion by men against being man's slaves to women, working for women for decades of men's lives. Masculists claim that it was men who liberated women from household drudgery, giving women science-based medicine, which allows women today a life expectancy of 85 years and hence a career window of half a century. So masculists put tremendous moral pressure on women to fip up, in brackets, fip, F-I-P, equals financially independent persons. By bothering to get career competent educations at high school and college so that they can be fips as adults and not expect fluffy style to parasite off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life. The above ideas have been the lifeblood of masculism for decades. So what are masculist theorists like myself to make of the modern reality that on many campuses in the US today, the female to male student ratio is nearly 2-to-1? What does this 2-to-1 statistic imply for masculist thinking? Doesn't this statistic appear to be contrary to what the masculists are pushing for? In fact, should not women, feminists, be pushing for men to fib up more? This flyer attempts to answer these questions, so it's more reflective, more tentative than my usual flyers, because a lot of the thinking in this flyer is done in real time. I find the very act of writing stimulates my creative juices so that the ideas flow. So this flyer will have the feel of a, in quotes, flow of consciousness that probably future flyers will need to elaborate upon and to compact into a more forceful presentation. Where to start? I will play devil's advocate with myself, taking the position of a feminist who wants a relationship with a competent male whom she can respect. But when one considers the 2-to-1 statistic mentioned above, it's just a matter of numbers that millions of women will not be able to find a male partner of their own educational level. And since women are hypergamous, in brackets, that is, women evolved to want to mate with a man of higher status than she has, to take advantage of the superior genes of a superior man for her kids, who will have superior genes compared to hers, which is obviously good for the human species, so it's genetically selected for and all women have it. Then millions of women will not be able to satisfy their hypergamous needs, since there will be too few higher status males for them to select from. And that will cause millions of women a lot of pain when they are forced to settle for an inferior male of lower status, which will frustrate her for decades and often lead to divorce, causing even more misery for her. Before going any further, the masculist in me asked the obvious question, how did this awful 2-to-1 statistic even happen? Why are males failing so badly? Might it have something to do with the fact that most of the teachers in K-12 education are female, which profoundly alienates young boys who then don't thrive in K-12 schools, so are handicapped relative to girls? I think there's a strong case to be made on this issue, so that when the masculists push hard for the creation of GECs, gender equality committees, in the parliaments, that consist half of female feminists and half of male masculists, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally, then one of the major issues that the masculist half of these GECs should tackle should be this awful 2-to-1 ratio by, for example, implementing positive discrimination against female primary and secondary teachers by giving male teachers a higher salary so as to attract more male teachers to provide more male role models for boys who are falling so far behind girls in school, thus badly discriminating against boys, which is obviously a strong masculist issue that the GEC masculist politicians should be pushing hard for. But back to the apparent contradiction that feminists should be pushing men to fip up more rather than what the masculists are saying. Do the feminists have a point on this issue? The masculists paint a picture of fluffies being the main enemy of the masculists, when the feminists, using the 2-to-1 ratio, could easily make the claim that this masculist push is hypocritical, since young men are now more fluffos than women are fluffies. A fluffo is a male fluffy, that is, a man who expects to live off the money and labour of a woman, since he has not bothered to get as career competent an education as she has, and hence he will earn less than she does. So are there now more fluffos than fluffies? One complication in this regard is the choice that millions of young women are making to study what the masculists are labelling fluffy crap majors that will make them career incompetent as adults and hence become fluffies who will in their 30s expect to live off the money of a man when their biological clocks are ticking hard, pushing them to reproduce and to be financially supported by a man when their children are very small and require constant maternal care. The Manosphere estimates that about 80% of young women at the critical age of 16 choose to study fluffy crap majors, making these young women fluffy crappers. If this is true, then that means that only about 20% of young women will become FIPS. So even if the current female to male college student ratio is 2-to-1, if only a fifth of young women are career competent, that still means that there is a preponderance of males who are career competent than females. The fact of the 2-to-1 female to male ratio is obviously a trend that is reversing the male predominance, and hence is a good thing from the masculist viewpoint. It does not yet change the qualitative conclusion that more males are career competent than females. How is it likely that all this will play out in the coming decade or two regarding which gender is more career competent? The masculists tend to be elite males with the highest IQs, which is to be expected since all social movements usually begin with the intellectuals. Feminism was no exception to this. The original mothers of modern 20th century feminism, such as Simone de Beauvoir and Betty Friedan, were both genii. Since the masculists of today are a lot brighter than the average male, the ideas and attitudes of these masculists will reflect their high IQ lifestyles. They will be aiming their ideas at the top 10% of males, expecting that once that top 10% of males has been converted to masculist thinking, then the rest, the remaining 90% of males, will follow, which research shows is often the case. That is, if the top 10% of the population adheres to a new ideology, then usually the rest then follow. That is, the top 10% influences the second top 10%, who then influences the next top 10%, until, decades later, the dumbest 10% follow along, not by intellectual reasoning, since they don't have the IQ to do that, but simply by copying the ideas of the second dumbest 10% until the whole population adheres to the new doctrine. The maskless theorists today are pushing women to FIP up, to study career-competent majors so that they can be FIPs as adults and not expect to manslave and divorce-rape men, as happens to millions of men today, which makes the maskless hateful enemies of the fluffies and the fluffy feminists. The fact that the female-to-male college student ratio is nearly 2-to-1 is definitely a good sign as seen by the maskless, in the sense that it's obvious that women are making more effort to become career competent than their mothers and grandmothers. But there's still a problem that these young women are still, to too great an extent, fluffy crappers. But the trend, from the point of view of the maskless theorists, is at least in the right direction. That is, women are definitely becoming more serious about becoming competent careerists who expect to FIP up and pull their weight financially with men. The difference in the percentages of women and men who are career competent still favours men. But that difference is narrowing, which is a good thing, as seen by the maskless. So, from the point of view of the GEC maskless politicians, what needs to happen? What gender political policies should be undertaken to narrow the gender career competence gap? There are at least two obvious measures that need to be undertaken. One has already been mentioned, and that is that the primary and secondary schooling of boys needs to be thoroughly rethought. The sex ratio of K-12 teachers needs to be made 1-to-1. So this will probably mean that male teachers will need to be paid more as a form of positive discrimination until the sex ratio is 1-to-1. Much more research needs to be undertaken into the issue of why boys are falling behind. Less energy and emphasis needs to be given to female education so that boys are given more, since it should be obvious to everyone that boys are now really suffering. Young males on campus have a miserable time due to the dominance of feminist gender politics, so these males need to be exposed a lot more to maskless ideas so that they can hit back and even crush monoconscious feminazi bitchery when they come across it. Those monoconscious feminists who scream at the idea that money, time and energy should be devoted to examining why boys and young men are suffering so badly and falling so far behind women should be painted by the maskless and by society as callous, misandrist bitches and be hated by the maskless. The second main measure is that women, young women, need to be pushed by masculisted young men to FIP up, to study career-competent majors so that they do not become fluffies as adults who then expect to manslave and divorce-rape men in their millions. Maskless need to spread maskless ideas to millions of young men and to society so that young men put powerful moral pressure on young women to study career-competent majors, at least for the smartest top 10% of young women, who will then influence the next top 10%, etc. In the next few years, it will be the smartest young men who will take up maskless and MGTOW ideas the fastest, and then project their male gender political attitudes onto young women to FIP up, to become bi-conscious, and stop dumping on men for the gender crimes that men commit on women, when these masculinized men are very aware that women commit far worse gender crimes on men, with women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering, etc., which are horrible, decades-lasting gender crimes that make maskers hate such gender criminal women and punish them to death by forcing them to rot on the shelf, by being totally ignored by men, not even pumped and dumped, forcing these women to die slow, miserable deaths. One of the major lessons that maskers will teach women and society is that the idea that only one sex suffers from gender oppression is a vicious, false, and hated idea. Maskless preach to women and society that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, and that in fact women oppress men worse, So when monoconscious feminazi bigots, that's MFBs, scream against the idea that money and time should be put into studying why boys and young men are falling so far behind girls and young women in the educational arena, then the masses and society in general should hate these MFBs for their callousness, their inhumanity, and push them hard to become bi-conscious or to rot on the shelf. Cheers, Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Author of the book Masculism, Men's Rebellion Against Being Man's Slaves to Women, an e-textbook of 630+ Masculist Flyers for Men's Studies courses, freely downloadable in Microsoft Word format from my website. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, and MGTOW.tv. Ciao.